Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Class, you can listen to us on Rents Radio. RENSERadio.com. That's Jeff Rentz's network. Thank you, Jeff. And the Ron Gibson channel. That's Ron, as in Ronald, Gibson, G-A-B-S-O-N, on Odyssey and BitChute. And you can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. You can look up Global Star Radio Network. Galaxy 19, the schedule is there. And that's over North America, Central America, parts of Europe and North Africa. Additionally, you can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line. And that number is 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, really, really well. And what we've been doing this week, since the announcement is worldwide about the unfortunate closing of Genesis Communications Network on May 5th, we've been mentioning on air with our instructors what it's going to take for us to continue broadcasting. And I've mentioned with all the instructors, every single one so far, starting Monday, that I am building a micro network. I'm working feverishly on it. And it's coming along okay. I've got a little less than 2 weeks to finish it and go on the air. And Jeff Rentz is continuing to carry USA Prepares. I'm delighted. Todd Waite at Global Star Radio Network is carrying us on the satellite and the telephone listen line. And there's a possibility that other networks want to carry us as well. So I want to discuss that with Jeff Rentz and see what his thoughts are and see if he is okay with that. It's something I feel that we should do. We should discuss that with Jeff Rentz because he's been so kind to us to carry USA Prepares. And I wanted to mention something that, you know, here at USA Prepares, we're different from most broadcasters. And the reason I say that is we do lots of research. We read articles in the public domain. We connect the dots. We combine that with our past experiences that we've had firsthand. And we tell you what is happening, what has happened, what is happening, why it's happening, and what you need to do about it so that you're prepared for all these problems that we're experiencing. Well, I've been talking about the recalls on automobiles. And it seems like that all the manufacturers have them. And it's getting more and more prominent. There are more and more vehicles that are being recalled. I mean, it's a huge, huge mess that the automobile manufacturers have put us into. Now, why is this? I believe that they are rushing products to market to beat the other companies, their competitors. And because they're rushing into market so quickly, I don't think they fully tested, fully engineered, carefully manufactured, and carefully quality controlled the products. That's my belief. And I think it pans out if you look at the articles that are available that are on in the media. If you search far enough, you'll come to the same conclusions. Well, we have firsthand experience here at our farm because we have an automotive shop. So one of the things that we do, in addition scouring the media, which would be the alternative media, the independent media, and even the mainstream media, because we do that, and because we have an automotive shop and a farm, and because we're innovators here at Natural Farms and USA Prepares, we can tell you things that maybe others don't know about. Well, here's something that we have firsthand experience with. So around the breakfast table this morning, there was a discussion with me and Bam, and Mrs. Finelli was there too. So we're having breakfast, and we're talking about unusual things. Now, you know I mentioned that the Cybertruck is having a problem with the accelerator, and that's a pretty scary thing, right? The accelerator not working properly, so Cybertrucks are being recalled. How many of them? All of them. Well, one of our customers, this is firsthand information, one of our customers was in a 2015 Ford F-150 gasoline-powered car. I'm sorry, truck. If you were to look at it in a parking lot, you'd say it looks brand new. It's a 2015. This particular Ford has a V6 engine, 3.5 liters. So it's a little V6, but it's twin turbochargers. The specifications for this truck, this is a rocket. 0 to 60 in 6.4 seconds. That's the time that my AMX, a muscle car, 1968, 394 speed, that's about the speed that it would run as a muscle car. This truck does the quarter mile in 15 seconds flat. That's a little slower than my AMX, a little. And it goes through the trap at the quarter mile at 92.5 miles an hour. This thing is a rocket. I had a Maserati, a 1984 Maserati B-Turbo, spelled B-I-T-U-R-B-O, about the same size engine. This particular Maserati was absolutely gorgeous. V6 twin turbocharger. Same kind of design, about the same size engine as in this Ford F-150. That Maserati was an absolute rocket. There's no question about it. It was gorgeous, and it was fast, but didn't handle so well. In the rain, it had so much torque, it was dangerous. And that's why I sold it. Not because I didn't like it, but because it was dangerous. In the rain at 20 miles an hour, if you stepped on the accelerator just a little bit, the rear wheels couldn't figure out which one had, which one was going to get the traction, had posi-traction. And the rear wheels would fight with each other, and the likelihood of spinning out in a brand new drizzle when the road is the slipperiest, because the oils are on the road, you know, during the dry weather, and all of a sudden it rains, there's a little bit of moisture, and now the road is like really slippery. In those conditions, this thing was dangerous. I mean dangerous. You could spin out at 20 miles an hour because the rear wheels couldn't figure out which one was going to push the car. Well, here's what happened with this Ford F-150. With the same size power plant, twin turbochargers. And why, you might ask, would a vehicle need two turbochargers? Well, Maserati figured out back in the 1980s, and that's what they put in this Maserati B-Turbo, that if you have a small turbocharger, the turbo can spin up faster than a larger turbocharger. So if you have a big diesel engine, the turbocharger spins up slower because of the moving mass of the turbocharger. But if you put a small turbocharger in, it can spin faster. It can rev at a faster rate. The turbocharger itself can increase its speed much faster. It can accelerate, just the turbocharger, faster than a big one. Kind of like a little car can accelerate faster than a big truck. Same principle, moving mass. Well, they put two turbochargers on the two small ones, and they were incredibly effective. Well, that's what Ford did. Ford did that in 2015, maybe just before that. So one of our customers has a Ford 2015 F-150. V6, 3.5-liter twin-turbocharger, 365 horsepower, and 420 foot-pounds of torque. This thing makes more torque with a little tiny 3.5-liter V6 than our Cummins 24-valve turbocharger does in a diesel. More horsepower, more torque in this little Ford F-150 twin-turbocharged engine. Here's what happened. I don't think this has made the news. But our customer wanted to pass somebody. And there are a lot of two-lane roads here. That means one lane coming, one lane going. There's a short interval for passing. So we went to pass, floored the accelerator. And the accelerator got stuck. Maximum throttle. This truck is a fly-by-wire engine control system. That means that the accelerator is like a potentiometer on a stereo system, on an old vintage stereo system, where you turn the knob to the right and the volume gets louder. You turn the knob to the left, counterclockwise, and the volume gets lower. Well, he stepped on the accelerator. I guess the term in the South might be he mashed the accelerator to the floor, and it stuck to the floor. Wide open throttle, stepped on the brake to stop it, and the brake could not overcome the power of the engine. Now, all designs that I know of with automobiles and trucks is the brakes have more stopping power than the engine has acceleration power by design. You want your brakes to be more powerful than the engine. So if you get a runaway engine, you can stop it. You couldn't stop it. So, pressed on the brake, and it didn't stop it. He pressed on the gas, didn't stop it. Finally, he slammed on the gas, and he was able to get the engine back under control. How would you like that to happen to you? True story. So the car,
Can I say something, Vincent?
One second. So that vehicle is going to be here in our shop, and we're going to diagnose it. Now, here's the thing. What could it be? Now, the older vehicles, like my old diesel Mercedes, you step on the accelerator, and it moves linkage. And it moves linkage that actually controls the flow of air. With this thing, you step on the accelerator, and it's got a crank, and it's an electronic system that sends a signal to the computer, the engine control computer, and the engine control computer tells the throttle body how much to open the throttle. So there's a little motor in the throttle body that opens the butterfly to allow air to come in. Now, what regulates the speed of an engine? How much air you give it. So in your lawnmower, if you pull the throttle, you're letting more air in, and that lets the engine run faster. Less air with less throttle, it closes up the butterfly inside the carburetor. Less air, less RPM. Less power is being made. This thing got confused. And it's dangerous. And that's why I said I wouldn't have anything newer than a 2006. I stand by it. We'll be right back. I'd love to hear your comments, Gwyneth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I hope I didn't belabor that point. But our first-hand experience tells us these new vehicles are really, really dangerous. Gwyneth, your thoughts, please.
Hello. At one point I had a Mitsubishi Magna sedan. Okay. It was a lovely car. And it had cruise control. And one day I was driving along. I engaged cruise control. I pressed the accelerator. I took my foot off the accelerator when I got to my desired speed, and the car would not stop accelerating. It kept accelerating. And it was the most terrifying thing. The most terrifying. I've been in a lot of terrifying situations. So I wouldn't say it's the most terrifying situation, but it's up there. And this car could go, and I knew that it could go, and it would not stop accelerating. And I did the only thing I could do, and that was I killed the ignition. So I reached back where the key was, and I turned the key around to off. Killed the engine. And the car coasted to a stop. That was what I did. Thankfully, it let me turn the car off while it was, you know, while the engine was going. And I pulled over. And my heart was absolutely racing. So that's, I don't think I want to drive with a car that has cruise control these days. And if it does, I certainly would not be using the cruise control. Cruise controls are about one of the dangerous, most dangerous inventions that's ever been invented. That was many years ago. And it's probably more terrifying than riding a runaway horse, a bolting horse. So I've ridden bolting horses, and generally you hang on until, or you try and, you know, bring their head in until they decide they want to stop. And you've got no choice but to hang on like dear life and pull their head right in until they stop. And if you can pull them in hard enough, they will stop. You know, but being the driver in a car when you've engaged cruise control and pressed accelerate and then taking your foot off the accelerator and the car will not stop accelerating is utterly terrifying. And, these electronic fuel injection systems, I prefer carburetor-powered cars with a direct linkage. That would be my preference. But, of course, modern automobiles never have that. And I think that it's insane. Why have they chosen to fill modern automobiles with computers to control absolutely every aspect of the cars running? Why have they done that? That is the stupidest thing you could possibly imagine. You know, I was riding a passenger in a friend's automobile recently. She has an older car. And it has wind-up windows. And I said, oh, cool, you've got wind-up windows, you know. Armstrong-powered windows with an Armstrong mechanism. And I said, oh, cool. And she says, yeah, I love my windy windows. And I said, yeah, they'll be good if God forbid you ever happen to, you know, be in an auto accident where you can find yourself in the water. And she said, yeah, I thought of that. I hope it never happens, but it's true. And, dangerous things. Why do auto manufacturers put in these dangerous systems into the cars? I can't figure it out.
Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about cruise controlling. And when was it first deployed? And, quite frankly, I do not use cruise control at all. And won't.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather is forecasted to impact the plains and Midwest beginning Thursday. Regions from northwest Texas to the western and central areas of Oklahoma and Kansas will face the risk of wind damage and large hail. The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. About 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect.
Three, two, One. SpaceX launching a Falcon 9 rocket that carried 23 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday night. SpaceX says the mission marks the ninth flight for this Falcon 9 first stage booster. The satellites will live in low Earth orbit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, I don't use cruise control on. It's standard equipment on a lot of vehicles. I think it's absolutely nuts. I am not going to be in a vehicle that is going to go in a forward direction and crash head-on into obstacles based on what a person could have preset the speed to be. Okay. You know, the original cruise controls, I think they were invented around late 1940s, probably 1948. And they appeared on U.S. automobiles around 1960, maybe 1968. And it's a really bad idea. I mean, why would anybody get in a vehicle and allow the vehicle to control the speed and the direction and the braking? So, I mean, right now we have self-driving automobiles and driver-assisted or semi-autonomous driving, which is crazy. You know, it used to be that Americans, the Europeans, the Americans, the Australians, the Canadians, loved getting in an automobile, loved controlling the speed and the direction and the braking. I'm not talking about recklessness. I'm just talking about they loved being in control of the machine that could take them places, the automobile. There are people who use cruise control. I would not get in a car with them. I absolutely won't do it. And to that end, you know that I've said that if I'm going someplace and someone says, I'll drive, I'll go, no, no, that's okay. You can drive your car. I'm driving me and my car. And that's how I feel about it. I will not let the machine take over control. So the cruise control in automobiles has been around since invented in the 40s, deployed in the 60s, and maybe even the late 50s with Plymouth. But cruise control has been around in other machines way longer than that, way longer than that. For example, if you have a lawnmower, and let's say just a walk-behind lawnmower, let's say it's a reel, R-E-E-L, lawnmower, from, let's say, the 50s, that had a cruise control. You'd walk behind it. Some of them were self-propelled. Some of them were, you pushed them. The early rotary mowers, same thing. You'd push it, and it had a cruise control, even though you pushed it, and that was the governor that governed the engine speed. And it was done with an air vane and counterweights and springs. And you would set the throttle, and it would try its best to maintain that throttle, whether the load be a heavy load of grass or a light load of grass, whether it be a reel mower or a rotary mower. Rotary mowers made their appearance, you know, more popularly around the 1960s. They replaced the reel mower because you didn't have to sharpen the blades as often on a rotary mower. And but even before that, around the 1900s, there was a throttle on an automobile, and you could set the throttle at the steering wheel, and it would maintain a constant engine speed. But it was certainly improved by having an accelerator on the floor. You could control it with your foot. All of our tractors except one have a foot control accelerator or speed control. I have an old Ford 1974 Ford 3000, and it's really designed for going around in circles. It's got this big lever just below the steering wheel that you pull toward you to go faster, push away from you to go slower. I don't like it, but that's all it has. I like the foot control that I can instantaneously control the speed. I can have two hands on the steering wheel and control the speed with a foot control accelerator. But the Ford, I can only have one hand on the steering wheel and one hand to control the speed. I don't like it so much, but it's great for going around in circles for tractor therapy when there are no obstacles in the way. All right, that being said, windmills. You know the Dutch windmills? The iconic windmills, there's about 1,000 of them left operating. Well, they have a governor. And if you think about it, you don't see them going very fast. They're always going slowly. They've got wooden gears. And they can't take high speed. So they have a governor that opens the vanes in the blades to allow the wind to go through rather than allow the wind to propel the blades in a circular fashion. So they have a governor or a speed control or a cruise control. So it's been around for, the concept has been around for hundreds of years, maybe close to 1,000. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting. With those sails where they have the split in them on the windmill, something very, very interesting that this is, you know, a little bit to one side, but if there's anybody out there who's into sailboats, the yachts and, you know, such like, then they'll find this interesting. They did have a problem, and that was that if a particular gust caught them, that they could actually spin out of control if the wind caught them at a particular angle. And this is the reason why. And the Gold Rush pirates discovered this, and they sometimes ended up doing this on purpose to their sails. Was they put a split in the sail, and what that can do is it can actually create a vacuum that sucks the air through at a higher speed than the surrounding air. So you can be sailing in a 10 knot wind and be sailing at 12 or 13 knots, maybe 15 knots, which is absolutely rocketing through the water. And that might not sound like a lot to you, but I think that the ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge was doing it about 8 knots when it hit. And that was considered to be going too fast. So if there's anybody out there who's messing around with governors and sails, they have to be aware that you hit a particular angle of that split and it can actually suck the wind through the sail at a higher speed than the surrounding wind, which will push your boat forward at a higher speed than the surrounding air. It's highly, highly, highly efficient. And you wouldn't even think that you'd seen it unless you'd actually seen it. But the Golden Age pirates discovered this and often did it on purpose to the sails of the boats that they captured. Yeah. So that's just an interesting historical side note there. But, yeah, cruise control is terrifying. It's like if anyone's ever seen the movie or read the book Christine by Stephen King, that's what springs to mind when I think of cruise control after my own experience. I wouldn't use cruise control, and I would be... If I was ever in an automobile that had it, I wouldn't ever turn it on.
Okay, so why is it necessary? And what we're finding out is corporations are making things that are totally unnecessary. I guess someone would have to explain to me why cruise control is necessary. I don't believe it is. I don't believe it is. So there's a gadget, there's a complexity, and there's potential for death with cruise control. It's totally unnecessary. And you were talking about the sails on the ships, sailing ships. There is, if you look at an airplane wing class, you will see that the bottom of the wing is straight, flat. The top of the wing is curved. And what happens is, as the airplane goes forward, the air that the wing rushes into, the air above the wing has a longer distance to travel because the wing is curved. It's curved upward, convex. And the air going under the wing has a straight path. And the air wants to meet at the same time at the edge, the trailing edge of the wing. So the air going under the wing has shorter distance. The air over the wing has a longer distance, and that causes a low pressure environment above the wing. Low pressure. And that causes the lift. That's why the airplane can stay in the air, because the air going over the wing has a longer path than the air going under the wing. So there's a pressure or a lift going up. That's how airplanes fly. And that's kind of what you were talking about with the sailing ship sails. And you're talking about the distance between, you know, one side of the sail and the other.
Yeah.
Class, one of the things I wanted to mention to Gwyneth was, Gwyneth, you'll need Skype in order to connect with us going forward after our last day, which is going to be May 3rd. And yeah. I'm working on building the studio so we can make that happen. So we're going to be powered by Skype. And one of the problems with that is Skype used to run on a lot of operating versions of Windows. And now Microsoft bought Skype and turned it into something that requires Microsoft Windows 10 or 11. So I don't have any, well, I didn't have any Windows 10 computers, and I borrowed one from our son. I don't particularly like Windows 10. I really like 95 in terms of the appearance that it had, the on-screen controls. I really like that. That worked great. And, of course, it got improved to the point where I don't like it. And it's, where are the controls that I used to have? Where is the, the control of the operating system that I used to have? They've taken away some of the controls, so it's easier to use for some. It's harder to use for me. But I have no choice. I have absolutely no choice. And, that's what happened with, I think there was I can't prove this, but in my experience with manufacturing computers, it seemed that Windows would come out with a version, and then Intel would have a processor. And then Windows would make the next version more complicated, and it would require more resources from the central processing unit. And you'd get the new version of, let's say you went with 95, for example. And then you upgraded to 98. And your computer slowed down. What's going on? Well, you need more memory now, and you need a faster processor. So people upgraded their computers. And then they went to, let's say, XP, and the computer went slower. So they needed a new, an upgraded processor and more memory. And so it was like a Windows-Intel relationship where with each version of Windows that got newer, you needed a faster processor. So now we're not talking about 16 megahertz. We're talking about 4 gigahertz.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But you might not believe this, but by the way, don't believe anything I say, nor anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. But there are over 30 versions of Windows. 3.0. So in 1985, there was Windows 1.01, then 1.02, 1.03, 1.04, 2.01, 2.03, 2.1, 2.11. Then there was Windows 3, and then 3.1, and then Windows 3.11. And there are subgroups within these. For example, with Windows 3.11, then there's also Windows 3.11 for work groups. And then there's Windows 3.2, 3.5, 3.51, Windows 95, Windows 4, Windows 98, Windows 98 Second Edition, Windows 2000, Windows Millennium Edition, Windows XP, and there's a whole bunch of them. And then there's Windows Vista, and there are a bunch of them. And then there's Windows 7, and there's Windows 8, and then there's 8.1, and then there's Windows 10, and there's several versions of Windows 10. And then there's Windows 11, and there's a bunch of them, too. Over 30. So I just want to let you know that, you know, if you're thinking there's like 3 or 4 or 5, no. And each time you get a new version of Windows, there's this pressure to get a new computer, a faster computer, because your computer just got slow, or slower, with each successive version of Windows. And, you know, there are problems. There are problems that we have in society because big tech has taken over. In 2010, the Federales said we don't need to have cursive writing in the core curriculum of the public training camp. So they pulled the requirement for children to learn how to write. Heck, we have keyboards, right? We have phones. We can do everything on our phones and keyboards. So children can't write. And the reason that you learned cursive in the public training camp in the early years, as I did, as Gwyneth did, is so that you could put something down on paper and share that, and someone else can look at that and say, I know what that means. That's an A, that's a B, that's a C, that's a 1, that's a 2. And there were standards for writing, and we all were encouraged to write the letters in the same fashion, not make up our own cryptic symbol for the letter A or the letter B, or make our own alphabet. It was standardized. It was standardized for a reason, so that we could all share information. Imagine picking up a book and finding out that it was typed with a proprietary alphabet. How's that work? It doesn't work. So what has happened is as we run things through our minds over and over and over again, so as we're thinking about what we're writing, we're running it through our mind a couple more times. And it makes us smarter. You take away the actual cursive writing or the printed writing, we become dumber. And now we have children who can't estimate, they can't do much at all. There are now reports that children don't know how to fill out a check. You know, where you would pay someone in the form of a check. They don't know how to do it. Well, of course they don't know how to do it because they weren't taught how to do it. And they take a look at children's writing today. Take a look at it and see if it looks like an illiterate person is attempting to communicate with a pencil. Tell me I'm wrong. Gwyneth?
It's disgusting. Children's handwriting is absolutely disgusting, you know. And I homeschooled my boys for quite a number of years. And, you know, their handwriting, and then they went to the public training camp for a number of years. And so, you know, their handwriting is, you know, I don't know. my younger son, he didn't used to have very neat handwriting. I haven't seen his handwriting lately. So I can't really comment there. But he used to have not very good handwriting. And part of what I think that was that he was an Aries and that he was always in a hurry. And handwriting is quite a slow process. So he always had something better to do. So he used to sit and write because I made him sit and write, but his mind was elsewhere. He was thinking of what he was going to do next. And so he rushed it, and you could tell that it was rushed because it was not tidy. And, you know, but I think that they have, well, I know that because I homeschooled them for quite a few years that they actually have better word knowledge than other children their age. And when they were sent back to school, you know, when they decided that they wanted to go back to school and I said, oh, all right, then the teacher said their word knowledge is fantastic, that we've just got to work on their handwriting.
Well, both are important because I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe if you have a small lexicon, you can't be inventive. You have to have a large lexicon in order to be creative and inventive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.